This is Amber Rolt, the retail and leisure reporter for the EG. And this morning I'm here with Brian Bickle, chief executive of Shaftesbury, and Chris Ward, the financial director. Congratulations both. You've had some very positive results this morning. Chris, do you want to just talk me through some of the headline figures?
Certainly. Thank you, Amber. Well, it's been a very good set of results, actually, with earnings increasing over 12% in the period. And that's really come from converting our potential rents into cash flow, driving income growth, and the benefits of our refinancing, which we did last October, which has reduced our cost of debt significantly. And actually, together, this is really beginning to pay dividends. And actually, we've increased our interim dividend 10.5% to 7.9p. So the other interesting thing is our portfolio continues to grow. We've seen capital growth of 2% across the portfolio over 6 months, bringing it to nearly 4% over 12 months. And then that's pushed up NAV to £9.12, 2.7% up over the 6 months. So that's the kind of key features of our results.
And one of the particular highlights, I think, are the fact that you've had year-on-year turnover growth for restaurant, leisure and retail tenants, which I think, particularly against the headwinds that the retail and leisure sector is suffering at the moment, is particularly impressive. Brian, do you want to just talk me through some of the operational side of the business and what do you think it is that's supporting this growth?
Yes, of course. Well, of course, if you think about the nature of our business, we do focus on restaurants and retail, restaurants, leisure and retail, in just the heart of the West End of London. So it's a very small area and it has particular features. So we are, in this area, the economy is very broad-based. You have huge numbers of visitors passing through the West End every year, every day of the year, and those visitors can be local, domestic UK or international. We have a huge working population as well who are here and will use the shops and restaurants, you know, whilst during those working days of Monday to Friday. So it's a very broad-based catchment for those businesses, particularly those consumer-facing businesses. And the volumes of people here are absolutely staggering. There are estimates of over 300 million visits to the West End every year. And people here, because of the experience the West End offers, it's not just about the shops and restaurants, it's for visitors, it's the culture attractions, theatres, museums, galleries, parks, palaces, historical things. This concentration in this very small area makes this, you know, a city destination that probably beats all the others you can think of, hands down. That's really what underpins this business. It's the fact that it's not reliant just on UK consumers and UK spending. And here you've got a situation where the forecast for visitor numbers for the West End, despite the sort of uncertainty in the UK economy, are growth for the foreseeable future. So this is what's underpinning the prosperity of our businesses. But at the end of the day, you've still got to work hard to make sure our areas offer a really good experience, really interesting experience to get people to come to them. You can't take it for granted.
And I suppose part of the work that you've been putting into ensuring that that experience is there is you've spent £20 million refurbishing 12% of the portfolio. Do you want to talk me through what the latest progress is on that and some of the works that you've been doing?
Yes. Shaftesbury has a business of probably 600-ish, fairly small and generally quite old buildings. Our focus is on space for shops and restaurants, and of course we don't fit that space out. That's the responsibility of the tenant. So actually our CapEx spend is really very modest for a portfolio of this size. We've never spent more than 1% of our portfolio value on CapEx ever in our history. So it's quite a modest spend, but within that we're constantly improving our buildings. Sometimes we have to negotiate vacant possession to get buildings back that we've let in the past. But this constant renewal of the offer in our buildings is absolutely relentless. And alongside that as well, we're spending money on public realm schemes, which are really important to create the right atmosphere and environment around our ownerships. So this is going on all the time. And just typically at the 31st of March, we had some 50 schemes underway. So our schemes are generally small. They're probably individually not significant. They're over 100,000 square feet, so they're quite extensive. But actually, these small changes and improvements we're making to our buildings and their cumulative long-term impact and value on our neighbouring ownerships is really what makes a difference in this business and why we have these deliberately have these concentrations of ownership. You get the benefit of everything you do.
And following on from your successful results this morning, what are the plans for the rest of the year?
Well, we've got a number of larger schemes, well, three larger schemes, only large by Shaftesbury standards, which are going to have some real benefits and advantages coming out of the Crossrail footfall changes we're expecting at the end of next year. So we're progressing those. But it is this relentless day-to-day, very granular management activity that drives this business forward. And you see it in this steady, steady long-term rental growth. And there's no evidence of volatility in the market here. Demand is traditionally very good. This is a very resilient location we've chosen to invest in.
Well, Brian and Chris, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with the EG this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.